Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus. I love that name, Jesus. Praise God. Because power in that name. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus on radio. I preach Jesus in the jails and prisons. I preach Jesus in church. Praise God. I preach Jesus when I publish my books. Praise God. Because Jesus is the one that can deliver you from your sins. He can heal your body of sickness and disease. Jesus is the one that can get you into heaven. Praise God. So we need to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I love Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to them. Praise God. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we are here on radio to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. To let you know what Jesus can do. Amen. We've been preaching about the message. Maturing God. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, it's time to mature in God. Move from repentance. Graduate from it. Move on to perfection. Stop being carnal. Stop being baby. Stop being spoiled. Praise God. Being a spoiled Christian. Amen. When you're spoiled, you want to have your way. This ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. You got to do it God's way. Praise God. Amen. The Lord said, be holy. Amen. God ain't don't want to hear you arguing about your church denomination. You need to be holy. You hear me? Glory to God. Be holy. Praise the Lord. That Bible reads, say Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's the Bible. Isaiah 62 and 12, Missionary Velvet, what did that Bible say? I'm telling you what the Bible said. I'm not telling you what some man said. I'm saying, do you believe what this Bible said? Isaiah 62 and 12. What did Isaiah say about the matter? Praise God. Because we need to be holy. Praise God.
And they should call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And they should be called, sought out, a city not forsaken.
You hear what that Bible said? That Bible said they shall be called the holy people. He didn't say all these church denominations. He said be holy. So I preach holiness here on the radio. I preach holiness when I go into the jails and prisons. I preach holiness in church. Amen. I preach holiness when I write, publish my books. Holiness, because God is holy. You got to be holy to make it into heaven. Praise God. God don't want to hear about your church denomination. Glory to God. You better be holy if you plan on going to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Missionary Velvet, 1 Peter 1:15. Praise God. God, holiness is what it's all about. God wants us to be holy. Praise God. Amen. Do you believe this Bible? Praise God. Answer the question. Do you believe this Bible? 1 Peter 1:15.
But as he which has called you is holy.
God is holy.
So be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
When you mature in God, you'll be holy in all manner of conversation.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
That's what that Bible said. Be ye holy, for I am holy. What you going to do about it? Praise God. Amen. There's no need to waste time arguing over a church denomination. You need to be holy. Well, that's what that Bible said. Be holy. Praise God. And I'm a holiness preacher. I preach holiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to be crying holy when I go to heaven. I love holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people don't like it. How in the world you expect to go to heaven? You don't like what God like. Praise God. You sure ain't going to be there. You glory to God. I love holiness. Because, amen, I love to live right. I love this, the righteousness of God. I love the holiness of God. I love to be sanctified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Mature in God. Mature in God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3 and 5. What did the Bible say?
Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but minister by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
Let you know, it's the power of God that will deliver you. I can preach the word. Somebody else can preach holiness. The holiness preacher can preach it. But it's God is the one that can sanctify you. Jesus can breathe in your soul and sanctify you holy. I'm telling you, Jesus is the one that can baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Jesus is the one that can convert your soul. He's the one that can heal your body. It's the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. I pray the prayer of faith. Amen. And the power of God take over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We sang the song, Some Got a Hold of Me.
Amen.
I went to the church one night, and my heart wasn't right. I said, something got a hold of me. We need to let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. So, because there's the power of God that can convert a sinner and forgive him of his sins.
Amen.
It's the power of God that can give you peace and justify you by faith.
Amen.
It's the power of God that can breathe in your soul and operate on you and sanctify you holy. It's the power of God,
amen,
that can baptize you and fill you up and run you over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
It's done by the Spirit. Can y'all say amen?
Amen?
Can y'all say glory?
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah,
to God. It's time to be on fire for God.
Yes.
It's time for these churches to be on fire, where the saints be slain by the power, that sinners be slain by the power, that the preacher be drunk in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, because it's time to mature in God. Time out for being babyish. Time out for fretting after the world. But it's time to get the world up. It's time to say, Lord, here I am.
Here I am.
I present my body as a living sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
Holy.
Holy.
I say, holy.
Holy
and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's time to present yourself and give yourself to Jesus so he can use you. So you can let your light shine. Let people know I'm a child of God. I don't curse like the world. I don't joke like the world. I don't be carrying on like the world. But I got a holy conversation because I got Jesus in my soul. I can feel the power of God just moving on the inside. I can feel the Holy Ghost just moving on the inside. It made me love one another. Made me treat people right. Made me love my enemies. Made me forgive those that done me wrong. Made me return good for evil. I'm telling you, I got Jesus in my soul. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Can y'all say glory?
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel like preaching.
All right.
I feel like preaching.
Because
I've got the Holy Ghost in me. I'm full of the power of the Spirit of God. Because I'm telling you, it takes a live stone to build God a house. Ain't nothing dead going to heaven. I'm telling you, folks in the church dry. Don't have no praise. Gotta wait for some praise dancer to entertain you. But it's time out for that. God don't like it. Don't praise dancer like Hollywood in them churches. God don't like it. But God wants the church to catch on fire. He wants the saints to get out there and shout by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let Lord have your way. Knock the preacher out. Let the preacher be knocked out by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, God wants Holy Ghost preachers to be sitting in the pulpit. Get them hypocrites out the pulpit. Get them folks can't live right out the pulpit. And get them on the altar. And put Holy Ghost people in there. So the power of God be high. Get them sinners out the organ. Get them sinners out the guitar. And put them on the altar. And get them saved. And put the Holy Ghost behind there. So God can heal the sick. Can cast out devils. He can open blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Call the lame to walk. I'm talking what the Holy Ghost said. Because God is tired of the devil raging in them churches. It's time for holiness. It's time for holiness. It's time to live right. It's time to live right. Because it's 2021. It's time to live right. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Praise
amen,
God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. We're going to pick it up in February. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, is a powerful message. Lord, maturing God, as we wrap it up, Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, glory to God. Let the people revival break out. That folks may get like the Bible said. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
If you only believe, you believe that powerful message that Ella Holmes has preached, and that pray, you have been set free, you have been delivered, hallelujah. You have keep on praying and keep on seeking him. Don't be behind prison bar. We thank you for your, we thank you for who you are, and we love you. You were important to Ella Holmes, and you were important to Jesus. He has a plan for you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. You continue to stay before the Lord. The Lord is a book with your name on it. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. The power of God is the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Persevere out of ministry to go into the jails and prisons. I'm telling you, I'm going deeper in God. The Lord is taking me up on a higher level. It's time to go up. So may God bless you. Till next month, we will start a brand new message here on the broadcast. God bless you. Till next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Sir Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.